earlier today, I caught a segment of NFL Live, and they were having this conversation, just NFL-wise. What players in the NFL do you most want to see win a ring? Obviously, we look at it, and he's like, oh, well, Dak Prescott or Zeke. Well, okay, fine. You know, I would say of all the Cowboys right now, I mean, obviously, Jason Witten, you were hoping for it. It just didn't happen for him.
Before that, Tony Romo, perhaps.
Right. Now, I would say if we're just looking at Cowboys, the one that I would be most happy for is probably Sean Lee.
Which is so weird to think about, because if you look at this team, there's only three players over 30, and it's Sean Lee, Dan Bailey, and LP Lattisueur.
Yeah, you know, maybe LP, right?
Oh, LP, let's get him some bling.
You know, but when you look around the scope of the NFL, and this is interesting to me because a lot of the times in sports, if my team is eliminated and doesn't have a chance, I will look for a guy that I want to root for or a team because a fan base that hasn't won in a while.
That's just natural. You like last year, I was rooting for Jacksonville because they were a fun, young team that hit the crap out of people on defense and just played a fun brand of football.
And we saw this very recently because every once in a while, somebody who's been around for years and years and years has an opportunity. We saw it in the Stanley Cup this year. Alex Ovechkin finally got a ring after, I think it was like 14 years in the NHL, something like that, 13 years, and finally was able to get over a hump. And everybody, if you follow sports at all, you at least know who Alex Ovechkin is.
Yep.
So to see him win and to see the joy of that, I thought that that was really cool. My number one NFL player, if the Cowboys can't win the Super Bowl this year, if this guy was in the Super Bowl, I would be hoping his team won so that he could get a ring, and that would be Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He, to me, is pure class. He has always played the game the way that I feel like it should be played. He is just an incredibly classy, very good for the community there with the Cardinals, and he always has been, and he's just such an icon of the franchise, and not to mention one of the greatest wide receivers of all time.
He could win the Walter Payton Award every year.
You feel like that, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like LeBron in the NBA winning it. Really, he's the MVP every year. Mm-hmm. Larry Fitzgerald probably could win that award every year. He's that involved with the community. I've never heard him say a bad thing in front of the media or publicly at all.
Right.
He just does it all the right way, and he's a hell of a player on top of that.
And
he's still a hell of a player at, what, 36, 37?
Yeah. Obviously, he had a shot a few years ago, of course, the epic Super Bowl against the Steelers, in which Arizona, the only Super Bowl they've ever been to, and they lost. Outside of Larry Fitzgerald, I started looking at this, and I was like, man, I'm struggling to come up with guys. My next one that I thought of, and these are the first two. Larry was the first one, and the second one I thought of was Phillip Rivers.
That's my number one.
Okay.
I've been... Because Rivers, a lot like Tony Romo, but just in a lesser market for his entire career, you're either on the pro Rivers side.
Yeah.
It's really black and white. There's no people who are like, he's all right. No, you either are a Rivers defender or a Rivers hater. I've always been a defender, and here's why. Name one legitimate receiver he's really ever played with for any length of time. And Antonio Gates is a Hall of Fame tight end. I get that.
Right.
But one. He had
Keenan Allen is pretty good.
Okay, he's pretty good now, but had him for what,
time,
a healthy year and a half?
Because
he's had him 3 years, but he's missed about half of that time. He had Vincent Jackson for about 20 minutes. What did Vincent Jackson do after he left Phillip Rivers? Not a whole lot.
Not much. Fair.
His best chances were when he had LaDainian Tomlinson early in his career, and they came a couple of Nate Kading missed kicks from perhaps, you know, getting to a Super Bowl early in his career. I just think that guy's competitiveness, his ability to throw the football, he's had some lackluster offensive lines throughout his career. So he's played on some bad defenses, although I think they're pretty good now. He's a guy, I think he plays the right way. People don't really like his attitude. I love it. I think he's
a great family man.
Yeah.
He has a ton of kids.
You
read so many wonderful things about him. He's been with one franchise his entire career, and it was a franchise that he ended up with because the one that drafted him wanted Eli Manning instead. Remember, so they swapped picks because he was drafted by the Giants, and then they traded him for Eli.
I think that's part of the reason I've always liked him, too. I always kind of despise Eli for that move. I thought that was... It's like, what are you entitled to?
Like, why don't you want to live in San Diego?
Well, not only that, what gives you the right to just think that you can play wherever you want, which I guess it worked.
Yes, it did.
Because, and I think it's a disgrace that he has two rings and Phillip Rivers has zero, because I think if you take the rings out of it, Rivers has had a much better career.
Yeah, and then after that, it was kind of interesting for me. I mean, I had some thoughts of, I mean, guy like Julius Peppers... I don't really care about Julius Peppers.
I don't attach him that well, but you naturally think of older guys who have been really good. Like a personal one, I think it would be cool if Andy Dalton led the Bengals or someone to the Super Bowl.
For TCU.
But it's weird because I feel like you look at this, I attach to quarterbacks. Well, all the big-time quarterbacks who've been around for a while outside of, Phillip Rivers or somebody.
Yeah, like a Matt Ryan.
Maybe a Matt Ryan, but I don't really attach to him.
Yeah,
they've all
either.
Won Super Bowls. Yeah. Like Drew Brees, he's won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, he's won a Super Bowl. Tom Brady's won 26 Super Bowls. I mean, it's just so quarterback-wise, Rivers is the one who stands out to me. You know, if Romo was still playing, he'd, be the obvious one for us as well. But I look around, I mean, Matt Stafford, would that be cool if you want to? That'd be cool. I mean, I don't really care.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Larry Fitzgerald was a good one. That's,
yeah, because outside of him, I didn't even think of him
until he said it.
Another one that I kind of thought was Terrence Newman, the old cowboy who's been in the league for years. You know, he's in Cincinnati and then Minnesota. You know, that would be another guy. But outside of that, I really can't think of anybody in the NFL that... And I don't know that they're... I think some of them retired last year. Witten, I think, and then Joe Thomas of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
If somehow Cleveland won. But if the Cowboys had won the Super Bowl last year, I think fans in other cities would have been happy for Jason Witten.
Yeah. I think before the Adrian Peterson child thing happened, he would have been kind of one for me. But now I don't really care if he were to win one. I just look at team by team. Like, who plays for the Bears that I would care to win a Super Bowl? For Jordan Howard to hold up the Lombardi.
It's got to be a guy who's been in the league for years and has given it.
Or if you have some personal, like, your alma mater.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Type thing.
There's really not a lot of other guys that I can think of off the top of my head that have been in the league. Because I tend to default to the guys that have been around for a while, and especially if they've played with one franchise, which has always carried a lot of weight
for me. It'd be cool if Eric Berry won a Super Bowl. He's not super old, but with the injuries he's had, him getting back from cancer, I mean, I think that guy...
Frank Gore is a guy that would be interesting.
One.
I mean, he's been in the league forever, and what is he, fourth all-time in rushing or something that now?
I think he had... One of the longest, 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards.
It's just absurd. He is so underrated.
He's the most underrated running back of all time.
Yeah, he very well might be.
I think I'd have to do some more research, but I think based on production, he's got
me.
Because you never consider him among the elite. But
yeah, I think him, and we always forget Curtis Martin, too.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You know, but when you transition to other sports, and again, we're talking about what players, active players in sports, do you most want to see win a ring? I started thinking about it. Hockey, we just saw Ovechkin get there, and nobody really cares anyway.
He's kind of the guy for everybody.
Yeah,
we all wanted him.
And when you look at the NBA, I was like, man, there's not really anybody in the NBA. Dirk got his. Kobe obviously had some. Hanging around that I'm like, man, I'd love to see that guy
win. You know what's weird about the NBA? To me, you almost root for guys to lose I want the Warriors to lose every game they play.
That'd be interesting.
They
go from dominant to 0-82.
I think that's what the NBA has become for me now, that it's so, like, top-heavy. It's like guys have become more unlikable to me than likable.
There is one guy in the NBA who's been around forever that hasn't won that I think most people, if you're a fan of it, would say, and that's Carmelo Anthony. And I've never liked Carmelo Anthony. I don't like the way he plays, and I would not... Like, I wouldn't be happy if he won a ring.
He's just such a money chaser. That's why I could care less if he ever won a ring.
So outside of that, Russell Westbrook, the attitude I'm not a fan of, but the dedication to stay in Oklahoma City.
That's admirable.
And to play his career there, you could sit there and say, it might be cool to see Westbrook take it to KD and the Warriors 1 year and get a ring of his own.
I agree with that.
You know, James Harden, through no fault of his own, was shipped off. Chris Paul's another guy, obviously, who doesn't have a ring.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Paul. I mean, I think he's a great player. For whatever reason, I've never been a big Chris Paul guy, but he's probably the one that stands out. Before he retired, Steve Nash was always, however it all happened, I was kind of one. I loved those Phoenix teams, man.
Amari
Stoudemire is another guy. I really liked him as well. I wish he would have gotten one.
You know a random one that just jumped in my head, and it's probably because he's 400 years old? Vince Carter.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And he's been around jumping from team to team.
What's weird about him, was he on those Nets teams that made the final, or would he have been in Toronto?
I can't remember because he's been in the league forever.
But he's never been on he's been on good teams, a lot of playoff teams, but not a lot of teams that have gone super deep.
That's true.
A lot of early exits.
Not a lot of insanity in the playoffs. And then you get to baseball. And I think if you went around, and again, if you told every fan base, your team cannot win, your team's eliminated, what player on another team do you want to see most win a ring? I wouldn't be surprised if Adrian Beltre is not the number one choice of Major League Baseball fans.
He is for me.
And he is for me.
The Rangers aren't my team.
Right, so. Which is why I would love to see, and I'll tell you this, and I told you this off the air, if Beltre gets traded to another team, I will be rooting for that team to win the World Series, as long as it's not the Yankees or the Astros.
I think a lot of Rangers fans are kind of in the same boat, hoping he gets traded elsewhere so they can have something to watch in the playoffs. Say, hey, I'm latching onto that team and hope they make a run.
And then another one, and he's been around not nearly as long, obviously, but another local guy, Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers, who had his first chance at the World Series last year. Be kind of cool to see him. And I really hope, I don't know if it's that I care so much that if he gets a ring, I just hope that this guy gets more opportunities to play in the postseason, and that's Mike Trout.
God,
because he might be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, and hardly anybody gets to watch him. He plays on the West Coast. He plays late games that aren't in this area.
They win 75 games a year.
He's never in the playoffs.
Well, what's unique to baseball compared to other sports, one guy can't make all the difference.
Right.
I mean, even in football with 11 people on the field, if that one guy is the quarterback, it can make all the difference in the world. In basketball with 5-on-5, one guy makes all the difference. Baseball, you can, he's a perfect example. He has been the undisputed best player in baseball since he's pretty much got called up, and they haven't even sniffed postseason play. I think, did they make it 1 year as a wild card team early on?
I think he's been once, if I recall.
I think he's played in one playoff game or one playoff series.
And it's just so unfortunate because he is such a joy to watch. And I don't like the Angels by any, like, I don't like them. They're a Ranger rival. I've never liked the Angels. But man, Mike Trout, if you love baseball, we may never have seen anybody who plays at the level that Mike Trout plays.
I guess he's technically retired now, but Ichiro's one for me. He was so fun to watch. And now I like Felix Hernandez, too. He's never pitched in a playoff
game. Which is nuts. And that's another one of those things.
And now he might this year, and he's not, but he's not Felix anymore.
And that's okay. Yeah, and it's weird because I think if you like sport, you want to see great players on the biggest stages, against other great players. Yep. And that's like with the Trouts and the Felix Hernandez. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw's been in the playoffs a lot, but being in the World Series last year to finally be on that massive stage, you know, Kershaw against Verlander or Keuchel, I mean, those are pretty cool matchups to be able to see.